your book and come and help your father. He may even get you like this weaving business.
I've never liked weaving business, Battle, and you know it well.
Try, lad. Tell Angus McGuffey we need some eggs. I'll give him enough wool for a pair of trousers if he gives us enough eggs for our dinner.
Good morning to you, Mr. McFadden.
Good day, Arthur Chief.
And a good morning to you, Mr. Barnes Arthur.
Good morning, Mr. Beaton.
What could you be looking for, Miss Fiona?
A way to go for my father, for the wedding.
Why, of course. Me and young Charles Delvin are getting married this evening, and I can see.
I did it, Mr. Beaton.
Well, if you have to do so, rather than mine for Harry, I'm glad for the lad of mine, Charles.
I, Mr. Beaton.
You must be as happy as a lot in a glass.
I, Mr. Beaton.
As you say, Mr. Beaton, Dean is leaving to go to work today.
Father says I shouldn't talk to him. He says when I speak, I sound so happy that he finds it annoying.
Is that what you said, Mr. McLeod?
I did, Archie. Besides, when a lass gets married, he must get used to listening and not to talking.
I don't think Charlie will have so much trouble with Miss Dean. She's a good man.
Archie, all maidens are good.
Then tell me, Mr. McLeod, where do all the bad wives come from?
Friends, Mr. Lucky has ripped up on this parchment. He's duly minded, and he asked me to hang it on the public square where he'd all sincere and duly minded.
Aye!
This is the second day of our blessing, and this is to remind thee of the obligations we have so greatly accepted.
Aye!
So, I can hang it on the square as a told Mr. Lundy I would.
His father likes to take care of me, doesn't he, Miss
Jones? I'm thinking, especially after everything he's been done. Did he have a way to put a business in chicken?
I think so, Miss Fiona.
Hello, Hattie.
Hello, Jean.
How are you today?
How do you expect me to be? This is your wedding day, isn't it? Where's Enemy? If anybody's going to pity me, let it be me. Stuck forever without you in this present room.
What's the language say, Hattie?
I forgot.
Hello, Hattie.
Hello, Fiona. If this isn't fit for you to be marrying that Charlie Dalrymple, Dean, you've got everything. The school at Edinburgh, and now you. And I've got nothing.
Hattie, here. Take this material to the house and see if there'll be a
wonderful
affair.
Nothing but to be doing this all my life.
And why didn't he pay more attention to Maggie Anderson? You know she hasn't given it for you.
Aye, Father.
Oh, Fiona, I feel so sorry for him. I know, darling. Mr. G, you do not think you could not love him, Hattie, do you?
No, Miss G, it's not like that. I sometimes think the only woman who could have loved him without Hattie was his mother.
That's the story. Come, Dean. You are going to spend the day with your father. And, Fiona. You'll be certain to buy everything that's needed for the wedding supper.
I will, Father.
Remember, just what's needed. My aim on this occasion is to be hospitable, not philanthropic.
You sent the waistcoat to the house, Mr. Beaton?
I'm a Fiona.
Good morning, Fiona. Hello, Mary. Is that Mr. McGovern will be pleased. He's a lovely buying for a date. Well, when the young lad. Didn't like that.